Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. Marathon season is just around the corner. Well, not just marathon season. There are a lot of different races from 5K up to the marathon happening from September to November. I'll be preparing for a marathon late October and just started with my marathon training block. So let's talk how a good training structure should look like. Not just for marathon, but also for all other distances between 5K and the marathon. But before I dive more into the topic, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, share it on your social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. Just a few weeks ago, I published an episode with plans for the second half of this year. Well, I needed to change my plans a bit. Instead of running the Graz Marathon, I will be running the Ljubljana Marathon. And I'll run a half marathon end of September or the first weekend in October as my tune-up race. There were several reasons to change this. Ljubljana is the last weekend in October and Graz the first weekend in October. Somehow this later date works better for me because I started with my marathon training block after my summer vacation and I will still be able to do a 12-week long training block. I did some running even while on vacation but spent more time resting and getting ready for what's to come in these next 12 weeks. First, let's talk about the training structure I have in my marathon training. I will run 4 to 5 days a week, mostly 5 days, with Mondays and Fridays rest days. In addition to the running, I plan to do 2 mobility and strength sessions each week, probably Wednesday and Saturday, just after I get back home from my easy runs. We'll have 2 different weekly structures that will change. The first one, on Tuesday, I will do an interval session. On Wednesday, an easy middle distance run. Thursday, a tempo session, Saturday, an easy run, and Sunday, my long run. And the second structure, on Tuesday, a recovery run, on Wednesday, easy middle distance run, on Thursday, an interval session, Saturday, an easy run, and on Sunday, a long run workout. In my last training block, I did on some weeks even 3 hard sessions, 1 interval session, 1 tempo run, and the Sunday long run workout. But I know that after such an intense week, the next Tuesday my body was still hurting from the Sunday session and it was quite hard to run a quality interval training. Therefore, I changed it this time around. I will concentrate more on running a higher mileage. That's why I included the Wednesday middle distance run. That will be longer as in my previous training blocks. My interval session, however, will be shorter repeats up to 2K at paces faster than goal race pace. The tempo session will be around marathon effort, not pace. Why? Because effort is the only metric our body understands. During a 12-week training block, the paces at the same effort will get faster. So even if I'm not hitting the desired paces in the first few weeks, there is nothing to stress about. Now the Sunday long run workouts will be divided into segments with easy pace, marathon effort, and maybe even some shorter segments with half marathon effort, depending on how the runs will go and how I will be feeling on them. With such a structure, I will probably run around 70% of the distance at easy pace, 20% of the total distance around goal race effort, and 10% faster. So not quite the 80-20 rule, but as you know, I think that running around goal race effort is important. I'm not gonna go more into that. You can hear more about it in one of the previous episodes of this podcast. So how should a good training structure look like? Well, for any race from 5K up to the marathon, not much different than my training structure. It depends a bit on how many days a week you will be running and, of course, what your goals are. If you will run 3 days a week, one day should be your long run, one day your speed day, and one day your easy run day. Now, if you will run 4 days a week, one day your long run, one day your speed day, one easy middle distance run, and one day your easy or recovery run. With 4 days of running a week, you can even include a second session every other week, but not another interval session, rather a tempo run around your goal race effort. If training for a 5K or a 10K race, your weekly long run should be longer than the race distance itself. If training for a half marathon, it depends a bit on your goal race time. If your plan is just to finish the race or run it just below 2 hours, your longest long run doesn't need to be longer than, let's say, 17, maybe 18 kilometers. Now, on the other hand, if you plan to run faster than 100 minutes, I would say that you need to do at least one, maybe two long runs longer than the race distance. When it comes to marathon running, the long run will teach you how to spend a certain amount of time running. It's not so much about the distance you cover as the time you are running. But you shouldn't run more than 32, maybe 35 kilometers. This is the distance where your body will be able to recover in time for the next training run you have on your schedule. On speed days, the goal is to run short segments at paces faster than goal race pace. But don't forget to do a proper warm-up before you start your fast intervals. And after them, you need to do a proper cool down. The same goes for the tempo runs. First, a proper warm up, then the tempo part, and after that, a proper cool down. And never forget to include at least 1 day of strength and mobility training into your week. It will not only make you stronger, but it will also prevent injuries. However, if you need more personal help with your training, or you need a personalized training plan, contact me over the Run and Smile webpage, or send me an email. I'll put a link to the webpage, where you can also find free training plans that work, into the description of this episode, as well as my email address, where you can reach me. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running buddies. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!